For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice on supplements, on health issues, and diet. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on plant-based supplements. Now, today's guest is Amina Keats. She is a licensed naturopathic doctor who is board certified in naturopathic oncology. And our subject is about the benefits of utilizing naturopathic medicine in oncology care. So we are very excited to have Dr. Keats on the show. I just do want to tell you a little bit more about her. She has specialized in integrative oncology since 2004. Her goal with each patient is to create and recommend a personalized natural strategy that safely works to reduce side effects, support immune function, and offer a cancer-fighting benefit to patients actively undergoing conventional oncology treatment in the form of chemotherapy, radiation, targeted therapy, and surgery. She also works with patients in remission and those who are at high risk for cancer. She utilizes herbal medicine, nutritional counseling, lifestyle counseling, and other natural modalities in creating individualized plans for each patient. In line with the naturopathic principle of doctor as teacher, Dr. Keats is passionate about helping patients to obtain a clear understanding of their current condition and integrative oncology plan. Welcome to the show, Dr. Amina Keats.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to join you this morning.
Yeah, this is such an important topic, and I think we have not addressed this sufficiently in the past, so this may be new to many of our listeners. I'm excited to hear a little bit about how you took this direction in naturopathy, and also tell us more about what this means to patients who have cancer, are undergoing active treatment, want to avoid it, or stay in remission?
Sure. So I, when I was in undergraduate school, I was led to naturopathic medicine. I was drawn to it after taking a course taught by a naturopathic physician who happened to, this happened in Georgia during this time when I was doing my studies there. And after I took that course, I was just immediately drawn to the field. So I pursued it. I received my doctorate in naturopathic medicine and took my board exams. And while I was in my last year of naturopathic medical school, my guidance counselor at that time, she recommended that I look into an oncology residency, which is something that I hadn't thought about before. But once I did the research and looked into the residency opportunities available in integrative oncology, I was also drawn to that more specifically, because in naturopathic medical school, we're trained in general medicine, but this was more specific. And so I ended up applying for an integrative oncology residency, and thankfully I was accepted. And I really enjoyed what I learned. I enjoyed the patients that I work with. I learned so much about how to treat cancer, how to collaborate with other practitioners. And that was back in 2004, and I haven't left the field since that time. After I completed my residency, I worked as a naturopathic oncology consultant and later directed a naturopathic oncology program. At this time, I'm in private practice, and I continue to focus on naturopathic oncology care. Now, what I find is that when I'm interacting and meeting patients and even presenting information to the general public, a lot of times people are not familiar with what naturopathic oncology is. And so naturopathic oncology is an established specialty within naturopathic medicine. And so as naturopathic physicians, we're trained as primary healthcare providers, where we use a number of different modalities to reduce illness and promote wellness. And some of these modalities include clinical nutrition and botanical medicine, homeopathy, counseling, acupuncture, hydrotherapy. Some of us, depending on what state we're in, will use IV therapies, we'll do IV injections. And so for naturopathic physicians that are practicing general medicine, we're using these modalities for general kind of conditions like allergies or chronic pain or digestive trouble, autoimmune disease, women's health kind of conditions, et cetera. However, when it comes to specific oncology care, those of us like myself who are board certified in naturopathic oncology, we use these modalities that I mentioned, and we incorporate them into modern oncology kind of treatment.
I just think this is a wonderful approach, and I think it's so important. As a clinical nutritionist, I have been involved in supporting cancer patients going through their treatment. But I think your level of expertise is exceptional. Tell us specifically what you look for and what you recommend when patients are going through the active treatment.
Sure. So the first thing that I think about when a patient is undergoing conventional cancer care, whether it be radiation therapy or chemotherapy, hormonal therapy, or more recently, targeted therapies have become more popular, where specific genes or proteins are targeted toward it as far as having a cancer-fighting benefit. Anyway, regardless of what kind of treatment a patient is receiving, the first thing that I'm thinking about is improving quality of life by reducing side effects associated with a particular treatment. And as you can imagine, most of the patients that I see that are going to be receiving treatment, they're fearful of the side effects that they may be encountering. You know, when they meet with their medical oncologist or their radiation oncologist, that doctor will go over the medications that they should, and they'll go over the side effect profile, and you see this long list of things that might happen. So people come to my office, and they're fearful of these things. So the first thing that I'm thinking about is side effect management, so preventing side effects from occurring, and then also attacking side effects that have already presented themselves. Now, the beauty of using naturopathic medicine and side effect management is that we can implement natural therapies along with the medications that the medical oncologist may prescribe to help with side effects. So, for example, most of us know that nausea and vomiting is a common side effect associated with chemotherapy, and even postoperatively is something that we see often. Zofran is a common anti-emetic medication that's prescribed for nausea. And the research studies show that when Zofran is prescribed along with ginger, for example, there's an even improved effect as far as reducing nausea and vomiting. And this has been shown with nausea associated with chemotherapy, nausea associated with pregnancy, and nausea postoperatively. So this is just an example of integrative medicine when it comes to side effect management. Other side effects that I see and that I address very often, peripheral neuropathy or numbness in the hands and in the feet. This is something that happens with quite a few of the chemotherapy drugs and can be pretty debilitating if you don't address it promptly. And so there are a number of vitamins and amino acids that we can, and antioxidants as well, that we can recommend to prevent peripheral neuropathy from happening. Fatigue is something that I see often. sleep disturbance is something that I see often. Other gastrointestinal challenges like taste changes, where patients, they want to eat, but when they're attempting to eat, foods taste extremely salty or they taste extremely bland and they may taste metallic. And therefore, you know, their calorie intake reduces, and then weight loss, a dramatic weight loss becomes a problem. So there are certainly some natural things that we can do to help with that kind of thing too. Constipation is something that we see with certain chemotherapy drugs, as well as diarrhea, depending on what the particular drug is. And then from an emotional perspective, as you can imagine, anxiety and depression are something, is something that I often address too. So as far as side effect management, that's my priority. Outside of side effect management, there's a number of other things that I'm looking at. The beauty of naturopathic oncology is that there are a number of different mechanisms that we can attack as far as fighting cancer. So probably the most well-researched, or one of the most well-researched kind of things that we think about, is reducing inflammation. So inflammation is associated with cancer and a number of other chronic kind of conditions directly related to oxidative stress. The more inflammation you have, the more oxidative stress that you have, which can lead to cancer. These mechanisms can act as precursors to cancer, and if cancer is present, it can actually lead to proliferation and advancement of cancer progression. So we want to keep those things at bay. The good news is that there are a number of things that we can do under the natural medicine umbrella, as you know, Dana, for reducing inflammation, whether it be through food sources or supplementation.
Yeah, the diet and supplements certainly have more potential for eliciting improvement and can be more impressive than people imagine.
Yeah, there's so much out there. And then when it comes to assessing inflammation, you know, there's certain laboratory markers that we look for too, like C-reactive protein or erythrocyte sedimentation rate, to kind of track and, you know, to have an objective measure to say, if I recommend these things now, how can we objectively track to see if these things are really working? So we like to do those laboratory measures to evaluate inflammation in the body.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that we've covered a lot of, this is an excellent overview of what we want to go into more detail. So for those who have just tuned in, I want to remind you that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Amina Keats, a licensed naturopathic doctor who is board certified in naturopathic oncology. Stay with us, folks.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other health care needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during our big summer sale. Now through July 15th, you'll save 30% on popular Pathway brand nutrition products, 25% on other supplements, and 20% on natural body care products. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. And be sure to catch our top-notch radio show, Essentials of Healthy Living, every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on 1500 AM.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I want you to tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on plant-based supplements. Now, today, we're speaking with Dr. Amina Keats, a licensed naturopathic doctor who is board certified in naturopathic oncology. And our subject is about the benefits of utilizing naturopathic medicine in cancer care. So we've got a lot to talk about. We had an overview in the first segment. So, Dr. Keats, let's go forward and talk about some of the specific side effects in cancer therapies that people are concerned about and the active approach they can take.
Sure. So as I mentioned, peripheral neuropathy, or that numbness in the hands and the feet, that can happen with particular chemotherapy drugs like Taxol and Tacrolimus and oxaliplatin and probably a couple of others. There's a couple things, a few options that we have for that. I often recommend vitamin B6. Vitamin B6 has been studied with diabetic neuropathy specifically, not so much chemotherapy-induced, but clinically I have seen patients respond very well to vitamin B6. Also, alpha lipoic acid is something that can be effective for addressing peripheral neuropathy. The only concern with alpha lipoic acid is that, it may be contraindicated or not safe to do with radiation therapy and certain chemotherapy drugs, but away from treatment, it is certainly something safe and effective that one can do. When it comes to nausea, we already talked about ginger. I've seen a benefit with that. Also, something simple like peppermint tea can help. Essential oil of peppermint can help in terms of aromatherapy, just inhaling the peppermint oil or diffusing the peppermint oil in your home can help. When it comes to things like fatigue, for example, fatigue is pretty general, and it can be caused by a number of different things. So when a patient is experiencing fatigue, the first thing to do is to evaluate the laboratory work, So it could be a result of low red blood cell count, can be an imbalance of electrolytes. But if it's not due to those specific kind of laboratory values, something simple like a B complex may be helpful. Coenzyme Q10 may be helpful. Coenzyme Q10 is particularly good when we talk about or think about mitochondrial function. So the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. And it's thought that the mitochondria is often deficient or attacked when it comes to the cancer process. So supporting the mitochondria can potentially help to support energy levels.
Excellent. This is something we do talk about on the show and certainly is at risk with the various chemotherapy treatments. Yeah. So I'm glad to hear you mention the CoQ10 and the electrolytes as well. Some of the anemias may not be iron deficiency, but due to B vitamin deficiencies or other issues. So thank you for mentioning it. What else can people do with regard to fatigue?
So another thing that I think is so I get excited about this, actually, because I like to recommend things that have at least a double benefit. So anti-inflammatories, for example, we talked about the importance of anti-inflammatory support just from a cancer fighting perspective. There's actually research showing that inflammatory markers being elevated is associated with increased fatigue levels or reduced energy levels. And so I'll often recommend anti-inflammatories like fish oil, for example. Fish oil is pretty safe supplement for most of us to take. There is some caution around it if you're undergoing a surgical procedure. Other than that, it's usually pretty safe to take. Curcumin or turmeric is a wonderful anti-inflammatory, contraindicated with some chemotherapies, but not all. Ginger, beneficial for nausea, and also a great anti-inflammatory agent.
Well, you've really hit on a few, and I like the idea of efficiency, and I know patients do as well.
Yes, fewer pills to take.
Yes. So good advice. What other advice, especially with regard to taste changes? That's a tricky one.
That is very tricky. That's very tricky. So sometimes taste changes can be associated with stomatitis or inflammation of the oral mucosa due to chemotherapy or even due to radiation therapy, if it's a head and neck kind of cancer where patients are receiving radiation therapy to that area specifically. So if it is associated with that kind of inflammation, there are certain rinses that you can do. So sometimes I'll recommend glutamine or licorice powder and a small amount of water, a swish, and spit, so that the mucosa is coated with the amino acid or the herb. Other things that you can do is baking soda and salt mixed in a small amount of water. Zinc deficiency is sometimes associated with taste changes. So sometimes zinc supplementation can be helpful. In fact, I saw a patient maybe about 2 weeks ago. I recommended zinc a month prior. She had been complaining about taste changes, and she came back and she told me that she noticed improvement with the zinc supplementation. Folic acid, swish and spit can also be helpful for taste changes. Sometimes hard candy, I've seen be helpful for patients, like lemon drops, or even, in fact, a patient, this may sound funny, but a patient actually said that Jolly Ranchers help with her taste changes. So I think it's one of those side effects where you have to be creative, but the good news is that there are a number of things that we can try to reduce that side effect.
Especially with specific chemotherapy agents, the cisplatins and that family are notoriously zinc antagonists.
Yeah.
So we have avoided using zinc during the treatment, but then between treatments and after to help restore both sense of smell and taste.
Yeah. That smell change often happens too. And, you know, another thing that I'm thinking of now that we're talking about zinc deficiency is sometimes we'll do micronutrient testing to actually see what the specific deficiencies are, whether it be related to a particular mineral like zinc or particular vitamins, A, C, D, what have you. The list is kind of lengthy, but particular vitamin deficiencies can be associated with side effects or depressed immune function. So that's a practical way to make those corrections.
Yes, it is interesting that more and more traditional oncologists are opening up to the power behind appropriately applied dietary changes, lifestyle changes, and nutrient supplementation. And this has been a long time coming. Other Europe has been more open to that, many other countries much more open. And I'm not sure why we've been so resistant, but the proof is in the outcome. And what a difference it makes in patient outcome. And I often talk to patients and ask them, when I work with them, and I'm sure you do the same thing, please make sure and share with your physician what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And
absolutely.
I am happy to answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
sometimes, too often, I have heard, I don't want to upset my doctor. I need my doctor to not look at me as doing something they don't know about. I don't I want them to give me their best effort, and I'm afraid it will result in my doctor not giving me the best, his or her best effort. Have you encountered that?
Oh, sure. Sure, I have. Absolutely. And I agree with you. It's very important for all of the members on that integrative team, whether it's a medical oncologist or a naturopathic physician or you know, nutritionist. Each member of that team should know what the patient is taking. And I have seen patients, you know, report that. But, you know, I really emphasize that they let their medical oncologist know, because the last thing that we want to do is inhibit the way that any of the treatment works.
Right.
And so, And so speaking of that, I also let patients know that they should contact me if their treatment changes, because I'm very, very cautious when it comes to drug and herb interaction. I think that some patients, too, might think that just because something is natural, you know, you can take it and it's safe no matter what. And so that's definitely not the case. And so, you know, making every member aware is very important. I completely agree with you.
Yeah, I have found it important. And even one of the oncologists who was very open for a long time, when I shared with him that, he says, you know, the truth is, I'm not sure I see that much difference. And I said, I have one of your patients who is afraid to tell you that she's working with me. And I explained that you're open, but they're fearful that you will judge them negatively. And this was a physician. He says, well, I've been open to that. And I said, so you may not know why some of your patients have a more remarkable effect or result than is expected, because you don't have that information as to why their nausea is less, why the neuropathy is less, how come they're able to work better when other patients might be bedridden, you know, from the side effects. So these are important, and we're going to continue this conversation in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We are having an interesting discussion with Dr. Amina Keats. She's a licensed naturopathic doctor who is board certified in naturopathic oncology. We have much more to share. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com.
VillageGreen.com. Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please do tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on plant-based supplements. Now, today our guest is Dr. Amina Keats. She's a licensed naturopathic doctor who is also board certified in naturopathic oncology, and that's our subject today. It's about the benefits of utilizing naturopathic medicine in cancer care. So we've talked a lot about the kinds of supplements that can be helpful with regard to side effects. And people always ask the question, what about safety? Can you cover that for us, Dr. Keats?
Sure. So the short answer to that is that, yes, natural medicine can safely be used along with conventional treatment. I'll say that for about 10 years of my career, I had the fortune of working in an integrative oncology hospital alongside medical oncologists, radiation oncologists, surgical oncologists. And so I'm very familiar with the standard kind of treatment plans in the conventional world. And what I learned in that part of my training is that there are ways to safely recommend and prescribe natural therapies while patients are undergoing these treatments. What I do is I safely evaluate the pharmacology of the particular medications that are being prescribed and also evaluate the pharmacology of the natural kind of nutrients and supplements that I desire to prescribe to a patient. And then I determine if there's any interaction based on that. Now, if there is potential interaction, then I'll advise the patient not to do it. And if it's fine, then, you know, we safely move forward with the supplementation that's best for the patient. That's actually one of the specialties underneath this naturopathic oncology specialty is that we are trained to determine which natural supplements are safe to do while patients are undergoing treatment.
And it's a must, but I know that in general, oncologists are not educated in the area of both synergisms and antagonisms with regard to natural supplements, vitamins, minerals, herbs, etc. And therefore, they rightfully admit that they're not familiar with it, but that's not a basis for telling the patient not to do it.
Sure. Yes, yes, I certainly understand the rationale. I mean, if you don't know if it's safe, then I can see why someone would say, medical oncologists would say, don't take it if they don't know. But that's not always the true answer. And there definitely is research that supports the synergy between particular nutrients and particular chemotherapy drugs and even hormonal drugs. So, for example, with something like paclitaxel. So this is a chemotherapy drug that's often prescribed for breast cancer and ovarian cancer and lung cancer and other cancer types. But there's data showing that even primrose oil may have a synergistic effect with this particular drug. In addition to that, the even primrose oil has an inflammatory kind of effect. Another example of synergy is tamoxifen. So tamoxifen is a selective estrogen receptor modulator often prescribed for women diagnosed with premenopausal breast cancer. And there's data suggesting that melatonin may have a synergistic effect with this particular drug. So, you know, it's great to find those synergies, and obviously I recommend those kind of supplements when patients are receiving these therapies. But again, there are certainly situations when certain supplements are contraindicated and should not be taken with certain medications, and that's where, you know, I'm there to lead the way for the patient.
I have a particular interest in vitamin D and its relationship to cancer susceptibility.
Yes.
And you might have more recent statistics, but having a low vitamin D, and that can mean even in what is called the low normal area, where you're sitting on the edge of the cliff ready to drop off. I'm being a little facetious here, that we want optimum levels, and that low vitamin D increases the risk for all cancers.
Yeah.
60%.
Yeah, it's essential. That's right. That's right. It's essential. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I always stress to take, because sometimes I see patients who will just randomly just take a vitamin D supplement, maybe a 2,000 or 5,000 IU dose. But I always stress that it's important to have your levels checked on a regular basis, at least four times a year is my recommendation. But yeah, vitamin D is important for any cancer type and even for prevention.
Yes, it's very, very important. And the goal I've used in most people is over 50 nanograms per ml on the test.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
But the data talks about the benefits of 80, 90, 100, and the toxicity, as I understand it, is really above 250. And I've never seen a vitamin D toxicity in my practice. And I remind people about the fact that nutrients are regulated by homeostasis, that we absorb and retain more when we need it, absorb and retain less when we don't. But it's like money in the bank. If you're not putting money in the bank, you can't expect interest in your account. And so the importance I have found in general, and your clinical experience is far more in depth than mine, but I have found in general that people tend to not do enough with regard to supplementation, that they err on that side of being overly cautious, and that's okay if you don't know what you're doing. But it's not usual for me to have patients that have done harm with excessive. I've had one, and it was 40 years ago, and vitamin A toxicity from taking 50,000 units of A for years.
Wow.
And he reversed. He reversed when we got rid of the A and treated him appropriately. And I say that with the idea that people often say, I was afraid to buy some vitamins. I didn't know what to do. I said, fear should be in your heart when you're in front of a fast food place. That's when you should be fearful.
Yeah, right.
So there's this juggling of what supplements, the higher quality ones, how do patients know? And they really don't have a way of knowing. Always. I mean, that's changing with regard to certification and how supplements, what the supplement companies are being required to do. Can you talk a little bit about that?
About the quality of supplements?
Yes. And
yeah.
What can patients do to...
Sure. So that, you know, that can be a little challenging because, you know, I find that most of the brands that patients or that we're that are available over the counter aren't the best quality supplements. So I prefer brands that are more available to healthcare providers or the brands that are, you know, available at some place like an apothecary like Village Green. So things like Vital Nutrients and Thorne, Metagenics, products like that. What I really prefer, if possible and when possible, is to supplement dietarily, depending on what the situation is and the level of deficiency. Food is really my first go-to if it's appropriate for the patient. And then when it comes to supplementation, again, I recommend those kind of superior brands that you can find at only particular places like, you know, the Village Green Apothecary, or there may be other places around that may carry them. But I do think that it's hard to find really premium quality supplements because I think that a lot of times you don't know what you're getting. So, for example, when it comes to herbal supplements, especially, things like, milk thistle, for example, that can be used for liver detoxification or support, or it can be used for cancer fighting support, depending on the cancer type. It's important that, one has a standardized dose of it. A lot of times you pick up a milk thistle bottle and it's not a standardized dose. So you really don't know how much of that particular constituent that you're getting per capsule. So I think that is probably best and the best for the patient if they have a recommendation that's prescribed by their naturopathic doctor or their integrative healthcare provider, because we have access to these kind of superior brands.
Yeah, that is important, and we do spend a lot of time on the show talking about the value of high-quality supplements,
mm-hmm.
So I'm glad you addressed that. And let's talk more about diet. I think what we want to address is what can people do when they're going through chemotherapy and radiation and they have nausea, and they need to get the best quality in. And in the last segment, let's talk, too, about diet to maintain remission and diet
mm-hmm.
to reduce risk.
Mm-hmm.
What pearls do you have for patients who are suffering from GI problems and nausea in getting what they need?
So that can be challenging, obviously, when you're dealing with nausea. So taking, you know, the supplements that are prescribed by your naturopathic doctor or your integrative healthcare provider, and of course taking the medications prescribed, the antiemetic medicines prescribed. Now with that, I often recommend smoothies.
Yes.
So smoothies are a nice way to throw a bunch of wonderful things into a drink. And I'm not a fan of juicing, but I do like smoothies, whether it's in a blender or a Nutribullet or a Vitamix. And so leafy green vegetables, especially the cruciferous family, love the cruciferous family of vegetables. Ginger root, turmeric root, wonderful things to throw in there. The ginger root can help to reduce nausea, like we talked about. The turmeric and the ginger root have a synergistic effect together, and they're each anti-inflammatory agents. Healthy fat is going to be important in terms of maintaining weight. So things like avocado, things like extra virgin olive oil you can throw in there. I like using or recommending unsweetened almond milk, because we have to be careful about blood sugar levels when
yes.
we're talking about fighting cancer, because we certainly don't want to elevate glucose, which leads to elevation in insulin, which leads to, you know, insulin acts as a growth factor to so many cancer types. So we don't even want to do anything that may increase our glucose levels. But a ground flaxseed or chia seed. I like ground flaxseed, especially for patients who are diagnosed with breast cancer. There's some research showing that flaxseed helps to reduce recurrent disease in breast cancer specifically. Cacao is a great antioxidant, great source of magnesium. So that's probably kind of a baseline of what I would recommend that, that patients throw into that smoothie. Another healthy fat could be almond butter as far as maintaining weight.
Yes.
But the smoothies are a great way to get nutrients in, because otherwise it's hard for patients to eat all these different kinds of foods when you have nausea or when you have vomiting or when you have taste changes or when you just don't feel well in general.
Well, you've given a lot of excellent ideas, and the patients just have to find that taste range that works for them.
Yeah.
And so thank you for that. And for those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're talking with Dr. Amina Keats, and we're talking about naturopathic oncology. We will finish this discussion in the final segment. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on plant-based supplements. Now, we've been having a very informative, interesting discussion with Dr. Amina Keats, who's a licensed naturopathic doctor and board certified in naturopathic oncology. We've been talking about the benefits of utilizing naturopathic medicine in cancer care and also in prevention and in remission. So, we were talking about diet. You gave some good suggestions for those with nausea, some excellent smoothie ideas. So let's talk more about diet and prevention and in maintaining remission. Can you do that?
Sure. So when it comes to prevention, naturopathic medicine plays a huge role there because in the conventional world, once a patient reaches remission, there's really not much that's offered in that space. Probably a hormonal therapy for breast cancer patients, but other than that, there's not really anything there. And so there's a lot that we can do. So first, some basic kind of lifestyle kind of things that I discuss with patients is sleep hygiene. I consider getting adequate sleep, which means 7 to 8 hours each night consistently in a dark, quiet room, a prescription. So sleep is associated with optimal immune function. Reduced sleep or inadequate sleep is associated with an increased risk of a number of different cancer types, increased risk of recurrent disease, specifically in breast cancer and probably a couple other cancer types. And so sleep is very important. Another thing that I think about is exercise. So as we all know, exercise is important for so many different things, our well-being, quality of life, immune function. There's definitely a correlation when it comes to reduction in recurrent disease, when it comes to maintaining a regular exercise regimen. Diet is going to be huge. And so when it comes to diet, it's important to maintain a very clean diet. So and let your food be your medicine. And so first thing I think about when it comes to diet is the rainbow diet. So just like it sounds, the more color, the better. And so whether that means that could be red peppers, leafy green vegetables, yellow bananas, the cruciferous family, again, is a very important family when it comes to having that cancer fighting benefit. Healthy fats like avocado, extra virgin olive oil, nuts and seeds, especially almonds and pumpkin seeds and walnuts are going to be great sources of healthy fats. And another great thing that I love to recommend that sometimes people forget about is spices, diverse array of spices. So black pepper, cumin, rosemary, sage, ginger. The more spices, the better. Spices have antioxidant effects. Certain spices help in terms of cardiovascular benefit. Cancer fighting benefit. So the more spices you can use, the better, whether you're using them in seasoning poultry or grains or vegetables and even throwing them into smoothies. I'll often throw cinnamon, black pepper, turmeric powder into my smoothies just to get the nutrients in. Staying hydrated is going to be important and minimizing intake of simple carbohydrates. Again, that blood sugar control is going to be very, very important. And so when it comes to diet, that's pretty much the general kind of recommendation that I give. The more plant proteins are going to be better versus more animal proteins. I think there's a balance with that as far as combining both of them. And then stress management. Stress management is huge, and there's a number of different things that we can do for stress management depending on the person and what you're drawn to. So counseling can be helpful, meditation can be helpful, yoga, exercise, laughter, spending time with family and friends. It just depends on the person and what they're drawn to. So when it comes to stress management, when we're stressed for long periods, that means that our cortisol levels are elevated chronically or for longer periods. When cortisol levels are elevated that way and they're not coming down, that can lead to depressed immune function. It can lead to increased insulin levels. It can lead to increased levels of estrogens. All of these are potential precursors or stimulants of cancer cells. So what I like to do is bring all these categories together and then create an individualized naturopathic oncology plan for each patient.
Well, you've certainly provided a wealth of information here. I know that you're with Capital Integrative Health. Could you speak a little bit about that? And I'm just going to give the website, which is cihealth.com. capitalcapital.org. Tell us a little bit more about Capital.
Sure. So Capital is a wonderful place. It's a wonderful practice. It's a holistic, integrative medicine practice. And in terms of the team that we have here, in addition to myself, there are two functional medicine medical doctors on the team. We have a nutritionist on the team. There's a nurse practitioner here. We have acupuncture offered here. We also have myofascial release offered here. So a number of different holistic therapies offered here, and we also have a phlebotomist on staff, so that when it comes to requesting blood work, we do everything right here in house.
Wonderful.
So we really believe in treating the whole person and working collaboratively from time to time, depending on what the situation is. But it's a wonderful holistic practice that we have here.
And I think it's particularly important that you've got the oncology aspect in Capital Integrative Health. Not all of the integrative medical practices have had that, and it's so beneficial, particularly at a time when cancers are increasing. Treatment approaches are certainly improving, but we're seeing increases in so many of the cancers. And a lot of that has to do with our environmental aspects. Why don't you say a few words about environment and cancer?
So that's huge. That's huge. And so what I offer to patients, especially in that prevention kind of space where they're done with treatment, is detoxification. Because we're exposed to so many toxins day in and day out, whether it be from food or personal care products or air fresheners, detergents, cleaning supplies, cookware, hair coloring, perfumes, certain medications. So, you know, we're constantly being exposed to it. Some simple things that I recommend to patients is to follow the Dirty Dozen guideline, for one, as far as reducing that's very simple, as far as reducing pesticide exposure. So prioritizing those organic items that are in that Dirty Dozen list is one thing. The other simple thing is the cleaning supplies. So something simple to do is to mix up, use vinegar mixed with water as a kind of like an all-purpose kind of a solution, or even simpler is to just purchase a natural kind of cleansers from health food stores like Whole Foods or Mom's or whatever the local health food stores are, you know, in the area. Another thing to think about is when it comes to cookware, using stainless steel or cast iron kind of pots and pans, as opposed to the pans that have the coating or the Teflon there. And so those are some simple things. Now, some things we can't avoid, unfortunately, but that's okay because we can do things to help to support liver function as far as detoxifying those potential carcinogens and getting them rid from the body.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, Dr. Keats, for all of this wonderful information, and we certainly can do this again. This subject is one that we need to repeat. So thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.